Welcome to the Spencer Ryan Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of the Spencer Ryan Podcast. My name is, as you guessed it, Spencer Ryan, and I'm a photographer and filmmaker. I want to say thank you so much to everybody listening right now. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're not, welcome. Thank you guys so much. I love all of you guys. Thank you. I can't even express my gratitude because I've had so much more support than I thought I was going to get for this podcast. You guys are listening, and man, I don't know. I thought nobody was going to listen to me just babble on about topics, but sheesh, you guys do, and thank you so much. But ultimately, it's my goal to provide more value, free freaking value, every single day so you guys can get the most out of the time that I'm taking from you. Topic of discussion today is going to be working for free. Guys, a couple of months ago, there was someone on a Reddit thread who was looking for advice on how to get more clients, how to get more customers, how to build their portfolio as an amateur photographer. And one thing I told them to do, and this was the biggest thing, probably the most important, was to work for free. I got a little bit of backlash on it in the comments by I think one or two people, and they totally trashed my idea of working for free. They thought it was taking advantage. And I just want to say, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to give you the real, raw, honest truth about this. I've been in the field for 7 years. I've been through the hard times. I know what works and I know what doesn't. And hands down, one of the biggest things that ever helped me, and I still do it to this day, is working for free. Especially as an amateur photographer, if you don't have clients, if you don't have customers, and you don't have a portfolio, you are going to win by working for free. It's not a matter of whether or not you can squeeze money out of someone as an amateur. It's a matter about whether or not you want to win. Guys, in this day and age, it's 2019. Everyone's brother, cousin, uncle, sister, whatever the case may be, is a photographer. You all know what I mean. You all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the truth. Everyone is a photographer these days. As a matter of fact, a lot of people pull out their phones, take pictures in portrait mode, and they look better than half the amateurs out here. That's the truth. So here's the thing. If you want to win, you're going to have to work for free. I've done it myself. I still do it to this day. There are days when ultimately working for free is leveraging yourself higher than you could ever do by charging. Let me explain. As an amateur, you don't have any background. You don't have any experience, and your portfolio is either little to none. So my question is, if I am your potential client, out of the thousands of people in my area who are photographers, why would I hire you? Why? Well, it comes down to this. What value can you give me? How much is it going to cost me? And how big of a risk is it going to be to use you? As an amateur photographer, let's start with the last question, risk. As an amateur photographer, or even video, this applies to video as well, guys. But as an amateur person who takes things with a camera sensor and lens, you are going to be the biggest risk to my business. I am trusting you to represent my brand, my business, myself, my family, whatever the case may be. Even as a family who's looking for portraits, you are a risk. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have those pictures. You're going to be able to use them wherever you want. Whether or not I can use them, I don't know. I haven't seen them yet. I don't know the quality of your work. I don't know how good you are. So I'm taking on a risk, first of all, by even bringing you into my circle. The second thing is how much is it going to cost me? If you're an amateur, I'm not going to want to pay professional prices for subpar quality. And I'm not saying that as an amateur, you're a subpar photographer. I'm saying that I have no way to know. How can I know whether or not you're good if you haven't worked with people before? See, these are the types of things you have to think about. Yes, you may need the money. Yes, it may cost you money to drive somewhere and take pictures. It may have cost you money for that gear, but I'm sorry, that is an investment in your business. Boo freaking who? There are thousands of people out there doing the same thing. So what are you going to do to win? What is it going to take for you to win? It's going to take experience. It's going to take proof. You're going to have to prove to me that you're a good photographer or video maker. The hands down easiest way, and again, I say this, guys, it is possible that you're going to find a client who will do it for you and or who will allow you to do it for them and pay you. But how long is it going to take? If you want to win in this game, you want as much experience and as much portfolio work as possible in the shortest amount of time. And not only that, while you're taking these photos or videos, you're going to learn more. It's going to be an educative process for you. So that's the thing. Like, if you want to win, get out there and shoot. It doesn't matter if people are paying you or not. There's going to come a point in time when your returns are going to be much greater than what you're investing. But you have to get there. It's a long run game. So, you know, I understand some people are, you know, they just spent thousands of dollars on gear. I understand that you have to drive there. I understand that times are tough. Guys, we're living in a good economy. Wait till a bad economy comes. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how many of these quote unquote photographers are going to drop off because of the bad economy. So you want a long run you want a long running legacy, period. So if you want more experience and you want to make money, do the work for free first. Offer. You know, put out as much value as you can. The same thing I'm doing with this podcast, guys. I'm giving you free value. Do the same thing with your business. Free value. And eventually, it's going to come to a point where you're getting returns much bigger than what you're putting in. That's my thoughts on the topic. If you guys have any comments, questions, concerns, anything, please feel free to DM me on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my handle is at @thespencerryan, 1 R, SpencerYan, spelled like Spencer Yan, but it's not. It's Spencer Ryan. Follow me on there. Shoot me a DM. Let me know your guys' thoughts. All right, guys, it's time for creator of the podcast. Today's creator is also going to be on Instagram. It is Linus and his camera. He is a local photographer and video maker. Follow him on Instagram at Linus, L-I-N-U-S, and his camera. The biggest thing that I like about this guy's work is that he's authentic. If you look at his photos, you look at his videos, you look at his work, you don't see a lot of work like it in the area or even like anywhere. Honestly, this guy is super authentic. Lots of film photography. Oh man, I love his medium format film shots. I love everything that he does. I love his videos. I love the way he sets up his studio work. Guys, this guy is just, he's phenomenal. And he does a lot of good work. And I honestly, like, this guy has good engagement. So many followers that engage with him. So many people that engage with his work. But I feel like he could have so much more. Like, this guy is on viral level content. You know, like, his stuff is good. So I just want to give you a shout out, Linus. Dude, your stuff is awesome. Keep up the awesome work. And, you know, just keep grinding it out. If you guys don't follow him again, I ask that you do, because he's going to inspire you. He's going to give you that motivation that you need. So Linus and Linus and his camera is the creator of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. I appreciate all of you once again. Thank you guys. Much love to all of you guys. And I'll see you on the next podcast.